This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Great to be with you. Another great day in Trump land. Who says Trump's not doing a great job? I'm so sick of people who criticize Donald Trump. And by the way, I agree. I understand. Things have not gone perfect exactly the way we want on every single issue. But Donald Trump is fighting the entire world. And the things he believes in are the things I believe in. Let's start with some great news out of Trump land. And I think this is, without question, the best news I've heard in years and years. A ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the U.S. is expected this year. Thank you, President Donald Trump. This is what I've been arguing from the beginning. From the first day of my life, I've been arguing this. From the first day of my political career, my talk show career, I've always argued I'm not against immigrants. I love immigrants. But number one, you got to come legally. If you come illegally, you should be deported and never allowed back. Or you got to get in line to come back. But number two, never, ever allow an immigrant to get welfare, period. I think for life. But certainly you could say realistically for 7 years, for 8 years, for 10 years, you can't come here and get welfare. If you come here to work, I want you. If you come here legally to work, I want you. So here's the story. A federal regulation to ensure that legal immigrants who are a public burden on are not allowed to permanently resettle in the U.S. is expected sometime this year. United States Citizenship and Immigration Services officials tell Breitbart News. The Trump administration legal immigration reform, known as the public charge rule, has been weighed by this agency, USCIS. Since fall of last year, and officials tell Breitbart News, the new regulation, which is expected to save American taxpayers billions while slowing the flow of mass unskilled legal immigration to the country, is likely to be enacted in full this year. This is the greatest news ever. And if Donald Trump does nothing more but name Supreme Court justices and federal appeal court justices and stop illegals who want welfare from staying in this country, then he is the greatest president in American history. Plus, he cut my taxes. So this guy is fantastic. If he builds the wall, then even better. And if he has another part two of the tax cut like Reagan did that cuts taxes for individuals, even better. But this is the greatest news I've ever heard. It says here it's incumbent upon the U.S. government to evaluate immigration applications in a manner consistent with federal law, and the proposed public charge regulation is a necessary step to achieving that goal. Currently, the nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal immigration policy, where about 1.5 million unskilled legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. every year, is a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as America's working and middle class have their wealth redistributed to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. Research by the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine has discovered that immigration to the country shifts about $500 billion in wages away from working and middle-class Americans towards new arrivals and economic elites. Congressman Paul Gosar, Republican, Arizona, I've met him, told Breitbart News, the wealth distribution via legal immigration must end. Immigration is not a global wealth redistribution scheme. We must be selective who we allow and why. The taxpayers are not cash cows to be constantly milked by supposed immigrants. We want the best and the brightest, not welfare seekers. This law is long overdue to be enforced. 63% of non-citizen households in the U.S. use at least one form of taxpayer-funded welfare, while only 35% of people born in the United States are on welfare. And that's bad, 35. But 63? Why should I let you in my country and then you immediately take money away from me and my family? It's ridiculous. And this isn't a few people. There's an estimated record high of 44.5 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S. Nearly quadruple the immigrant population in 2000. Can you imagine? The vast majority of those arriving in the country, they put every year are low-skilled foreign nationals competing against working and middle-class Americans for jobs. You know, I put it, the vast majority, remember what Jeb Bush said, they're coming here for a love of their family. No, they're coming here because they don't have any skills, and they're going to be poor their whole lives. So you might as well be poor in America and let government pay for your apartment and give you money to eat out and give you money for groceries and pay for your kids to go to school and pay for all their meals in school and pay for all the meals when they go home for the weekend. And pay for all your kids' health care, and pay for all your health care. And by the way, at the end of the year, I'll take an earned income tax credit. What the frick is that? I've never had an earned income tax credit in my life. All I do is work. I earn. Earned income tax credits for people who have never earned a thing in their lives. So that's good stuff. Good news. Thank God. There it is. Great stuff. More great news. The White House says no asylum relief for Venezuelans. You know why that's important? You're going to say, wow, liberals are going to say, Wayne Root is mean. Donald Trump is mean. The people are starving. No, because I saw what happened to Nevada. You let the people of California in. We should have built a wall with California. You let the people of California in, and they all run away from the communist People's Republic of California, where their lives were ruined by high taxes and regulations, and they come to Nevada, what do? They vote Democrat and bring their stupid-ass rules with them. So if you let in the whole Venezuela, instead of getting on their knees and kissing the American ground and saying, my God, we just came from a communist nation, our lives were ruined, we're going to come here, we're going to be good Republicans, they'll all come here and they'll vote for socialism, even though they did the same thing in Venezuela and ruined their entire lives. They'll come here and do it all over again. Just like the morons of California have come to Nevada and done the same exact thing. You've turned Nevada into the same crap hole, or you're trying to, as California, where you ran away from. You stupid idiots. Wake up! It's me slapping you in the face, you dumb, stupid morons. How could you leave California and want this to be California? You vote for the same stupid stuff? You vote for transsexual bathrooms? Are you dumb? And you go, well, transsexuals are people too. No, transsexuals' bathroom, number one, is a vote for a little girl to be raped in the bathroom. Number two, it's a vote for women to be raped. Number three, it's a vote for when those rapes happen, you're destroying the tourist industry of Nevada, of Las Vegas. And number four, it's costing corporations lots of money they could use to hire people or reduce costs and give the savings to the tourists, and you'd have more tourists in Las Vegas. Instead, you're spending money on transsexual bathrooms. How dumb could you be? I don't want to let the Venezuelans in. They'll all come here and vote for communism because they voted the first time for communism, and look what happened to the stupid people. All right, one more good news. Nearly three-quarters of GOP voters back a candidate if he supports Trump's national emergency. What a surprise. You know, if I could tell you one thing about myself, there's some things that aren't great. I'm not great at a lot of things. You know what I'm good at? I'm like an idiot savant. Wayne Root's an idiot savant. Mark that down right when you watch. I know exactly how people think who aren't completely losers, who aren't on welfare their whole lives, the day they're born to the day they die, who aren't illegal alien losers, who aren't convicts or felons. I know how people think who are born in America and pay taxes and work for a living and are proud of their work. I think just like them, and they think just like me. And that's why Wayne Root, yes, Wayne Allen Root, this war, came up with the idea, the first one in the country, for Donald Trump to declare a national security emergency and grab the money from the budget, preferably the military budget, any agency. I came up with the idea. I sent it to the president. My friend at Mar-a-Lago hand-delivered it to the president, and within days he was talking about it. It was my idea. And now it turns out, even though Democrats are freaking, and big government liberals are freaking, and big government rhinos are freaking, and Republican cowards are freaking, three-quarters of GOP voters support any candidate that supports Trump's national emergency. More good news. President Trump flips control of the first federal appeals court. Like I said, if Trump does nothing else but get the bums who come to this country from another country off welfare, get out of my country, and he flips the courts, he's been the greatest president of my lifetime. President Trump flipped the first federal appeals court to a Republican majority on Tuesday when the Senate confirmed Judge Paul Matey to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Maybe it's Matty, Matey, M-A-T-E-Y. America is geographically divided into 13 federal appeals courts. So that means that's the first one ever out of 13? I don't know. Probably makes sense. They confirmed, the Senate confirmed Mattey by a vote of 54-46. Senator Joe Manchin was the sole Democrat to join Republicans in supporting Mattey's nomination. I can't figure out for the life of me why Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia doesn't call a press conference and announce he's switching to the Republican Party. Makes no sense to remain a Democrat. None. West Virginia at this point is probably one of the three most Republican states in America. It's the land of coal, which is now synonymous with being Republican conservative, supporting coal. And he switches sides and votes Republicans very often. So why the hell is Manchin switching to the Republican Party? What does the radical, crazy, Jew-hating, America-hating, capitalism-hating Democratic Party offer Joe Manchin? Of the nation's 179 federal appellate judgeships, the Philadelphia-based Third Circuit has 14 seats. President Trump has now appointed judges to three of those seats, one more vacancy to fill. Seven of the current 13 judges were appointed by Republicans. Conservatives are quick to point out a Republican majority does not mean a conservative majority, but they see it as a step in the right direction. Oh, here we go. Good, good. It's not the first one ever. Several appeals courts already had a Republican majority at the outset of the Trump presidency. But by January 2021, it's possible all federal appeals courts except three, the 4th, 9th, and D.C., could have Republican majorities. Think what it would be at the end of Trump's second term. And then more good news. ISIS militants surrender as the group nears total defeat. Thank you, President Trump. And when we get back, Andrew Cuomo, the son of Mario Cuomo, the liberal son of the liberal father. Cuomo orders, Cuomo makes an order, and that order means a North Carolina bathroom bill, means a swim team has got to stay in another state even while they're competing in New York. You got to hear this. This is how whacked out liberals are. Out of their freaking minds. Can't even set foot in New York State anymore. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron Beat the Police, City Hall, and Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonQuarryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
That's funny. That's really funny. You know, my website's Root for America, so I have an email waiting for me that says Wayne for America. And I thought, Wayne for America, is somebody create a new website for me? And I opened up, and it's a press release from a guy who's a mayor in South Florida, and he's decided to run for president of the United States, and he's calling his campaign Wayne for America. That's funny. I'm Root for America. He's South Florida Mayor Wayne Messam. He's a big liberal, progressive, African-American. And he's running for president of the United States, Wayne for America. Good luck. His name recognition is like negative 2,000. But he's got good choice of names, good taste. Wayne for America. I like it. That should be my, when I run for president, that should be mine. But I'm Root for America, so I don't know. I was thinking about taking Wayne for America. Wayne for America, too. It's obviously not taken. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, always love America first and foremost. It's America first, America second, America third, America 10,000 for me. Capitalist evangelist and American-made and proud of it. And by the way, you know why I'm a capitalist evangelist? Because capitalism was good to the Jewish people. Capitalism has been good to the black people. Capitalism has been good to the Latino people. Capitalism is good to the gay people. Capitalism has been good to the Muslim people. It doesn't matter what you are. I happen to be Jewish, but you know what? This great country and capitalism has been so great for everybody. Now you're going to go, oh, I know lots of poor people. Yeah, if every country in the world is poor people, and in socialist countries, everyone is poor and miserable. But in America, it's amazing how many people do well. Last night I saw is 20% of all Americans make $100,000 a year or more. That's quite amazing. America's an amazing country. American made proud of it. You can only find a war like this, Wayne Allyn Root, in the United States of America. You can find me on TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, or NewsmaxTV.com. Click on right at the top. Watch live now, and you got me live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. You can do the same at YouTube. Just look for Newsmax TV at YouTube, and you watch the show live. Roku, and you can watch me twice a day now, 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Eastern. And you can find me on radio at usaradio.com. Just click at the top, listen live now. Or iHeartRadio, on demand, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, and not even legal aliens, legal foreign citizens in America who want welfare. It's the only way to save America, man. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, the great Edward Stoltz, who's always fighting for America, who gave me my shot, the only guy in America who would have fired Mark Levin and put Wayne Root in the afternoon drive time slot. And look how it's worked out. Thank you, Ed. You're the best. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and Fred Weinberg, who had the foresight to nationally syndicate me. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. By the way, that makes it the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources Studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham is over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-M, Fordham. F-O-R-T-M, FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, which numerically is 833-927-8255. All right, all kinds of big news and not enough time. Once in a while, we have some good news for you, right? First segment was filled with good news. How about this one? I told you 2 days ago, Facebook was banning Zero Hedge. The new headline is Facebook reverses Zero Hedge ban, says it made a mistake. Yay! Zero Hedge is back in the ballgame. Breaking news. New evidence reveals Comey exonerated Clinton without knowingly obtaining key evidence proving her innocence. So they never looked for any evidence. They just said she was innocent. What a shock, right? Everybody knew that. Every conservative American knew that. Finland's government collapses under the weight of socialized health care. Finland's government has collapsed weeks before the general election. New socialist and communist reforms have failed due to the rising costs of health care. Oh, let's just go get government-run health care in America. Government screws up everything it does. I came so close to cursing right now. I almost said the F word. Government screws up everything it touches. And here's another example of communist Manafort. Paul Manafort indicted by New York's commie prosecutors minutes after his federal sentencing because they knew Trump was going to give him a pardon, so they screw up this poor guy's life. And now he's going to go serve 100 years in a New York prison cell. Oh, my God. If they just won't stop. They just won't stop. Does anybody do this to a Democrat? No, they don't. This is what you get for being a Republican. Spit on the street, drive 66 and a 65, put gum under your desk at school, life in prison. Democrat? Murder people, rape people, pass health care, destroys people's lives and kills them because they used to have health care and now they don't, and they're dead now. Nobody cares. You'll never be put in jail if you're a Democrat, no matter what you do. Rat fink commies.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The immediate grounding of all Boeing 737 and 738 MAX jets has not caused any major delays at any airports. President Trump issuing an emergency order earlier on Wednesday.
Planes that are in the air will be grounded. If they're the 737 MAX, will be grounded upon landing at the destination.
The president also says Boeing is on the case.
They are working very, very hard right now. Hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer, but until they do, the planes are grounded.
British lawmakers are rejecting a proposal to leave the EU without a deal. Members of the British Parliament voted by a 312 to 308 margin to reject leaving the EU without a formal withdrawal agreement. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 148 points to close the day at 25,702. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is War Now, the
Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War, Wayne Allen Root, how are you? Welcome back to the show. Ron Corey, by the way, sponsor of this segment of the show. First time I think we've done this book giveaway in hour number one. We keep doing it in hour number two. So, I think there's a diverse audience out there. I mean, I know a lot of people email me and say they listen to all 3 hours of the show, which I'm always so thankful for. But I'm sure a lot of people listen to only when they're in their car in hour number one or hour number two or hour number three. And so I want to do this book giveaway in hour number one in case somebody has never heard the book giveaway, Ron Corey's book. It's called Tenacity. He's a guy who's living the American dream. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. It's a one-in-a-million journey. You never heard one like this. He's a Vegas tough guy, former Marine. He fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. And at one point, an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. And my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And that's why his book is called Tenacity. It's the raw story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. It's such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn it into a movie, and it's such a good story that famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Great job, Ron. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You can do that all at Amazon.com, or you can go to Ron's website. It's RonCoreyAuthor.com. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. And now we do the book giveaway, because we've got copies of Tenacity here, provided very nicely, very wonderfully by Ron Corey, my great friend. So we're giving away to the next, let's say caller number four. I think we've done it to the first caller, the second caller, the fifth caller, third caller. I've never done caller number four before. Caller number four gets the book. Make a call right now to 833-WAR-TALK, and Chris, our board op, will pick up the phone, let you know if you're the winner. 833-927-8255. Caller number four gets a free copy of Tenacity by Ron Corey, provided by the one and only Ron Corey, and he is the greatest guy. He's got the longest arms I've ever seen. You know how some people say someone has short arms, it means they never reach for the check? I have never been out in my entire life to dinner with Ron Corey where he hasn't grabbed the check before me. And I've got long arms. I'm usually the guy who always grabs the check whoever I go out with. He beats me the check every time, and it's usually because he says I'm going to the bathroom, and he walks up to the maitre d' and says, you know, I want to pay the check right now. By the time he comes back to the table, and I go, where's the check? And the waiter goes, oh, it's already been taken care of. This is one of the greatest guys you've ever met, and just a great friend and a class act, Ron Corey. Get the book now, Tenacity, fourth caller. I see the lines are ringing off the hook. Call number four gets it free, Tenacity, and then go get the book. I'm telling you, especially if you have a trip. You know, if you have a trip, I'm going to take a trip next month. I'm booking the trip right now, and I'm going to read my favorite books on that trip. So if you're going to take a trip, you want Tenacity with you. It's a fun, fun book. All right. And it's at Amazon.com, of course. Speaking of fun, we have Megan Barth with us. I don't have that many female guests. In conservative talk radio, first of all, I'm a phenomenon. All the people that write me letters, I'd say 70% are women. That's unheard of. And the people that call in my show, on the national show, especially on Newsmax, 70% women. But the guests are almost all guys. You just don't have a lot of female expert guests in conservative talk radio. So we're lucky to have one with Megan Barth, and she usually comes on once a week. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. She also is with MediaEqualizer.com, and we're glad to have her with us. Hey, Megan, how are you?
I'm good, Wayne. Where are you going next month? Are you going on vacation, I hope?
I'm going to Texas. That's all I'm going to say. Too many liberals listening. You don't want to ever let them know exactly where you're going or why you're going. But I'm heading to the wonderful state of Texas. All my exes live in Texas. I love Texas. So in any case, probably for Easter weekend. So we'll see what happens. But I think Easter weekend flights are being booked as we speak. All right. So, Megan, we're talking about a poor, unfortunate woman by the name of Bambi Larson, who was killed by a person illegally in the United States. What a great surprise. An illegal murdered a woman. Oh, my God, I'm shocked. Happens every second of every day in this country. And, you know, unfortunately, it happens every second of every day. And unfortunately, very few of them ever wind up in the headlines. We just don't hear about all the illegal crimes because the media covers it up. But we know about this one. Tell us about Bambi Larson and what happened.
Right. You're not going to find this story on the national news. You're not going to find it on CNN, MSNBC. This comes from CBS Local out of San Jose. This is a multi, not convicted, but held and deported illegal alien. He had crimes ranging from theft, driving offenses. I believe he had a weapon on him at one time. He was still released. This is the second illegal alien that I've found that has been released in California, even if they had a weapon. Illegal aliens aren't supposed to have weapons. Criminals aren't supposed to have weapons. But because they're an illegal alien, criminal, they're let go because of the sanctuary law policies. So this guy had been deported, I believe, no less than six times. He was detained no less than nine times. On the 10th time was the time that he decided to stalk his victim and murder her by stabbing her to death in her home right outside of San Jose. A woman that lived, a single woman, older woman in her 60s, was still working and had a dog and a cat and was just living her life near retirement. And some illegal alien piece of you-know-what who has no legal right to be here, but was protected by Democrat policies under sanctuary state and city ordinances, was let go on the street no less than nine times.
It's just incredible. I don't understand how that is possible. I don't understand anything in my own country anymore. It's just crazy. And I don't understand how it's possible every time someone like this commits a crime, they get to stay. But Paul Manafort, they want to give him life in prison for nothing. It's just bizarre. They'll go after and haunt this man until he dies in prison. Now you watch. He's going to have a stroke or heart attack. He's going to die in prison because of what they did to Paul Manafort. And I call that murder. If that happens, that's murder. They just attack this man and attack this man. And you say, well, Wayne, he committed crimes. First of all, they only knew about it because he was Trump's campaign manager. They never would have gone after him. And second of all, the Podesta brothers did the exact same thing as Manafort, and nobody has gone after them. How is that possible, Megan Barth?
Well, it's possible because everyone was in cahoots with the Clintons, and the Clintons basically ran the FBI, and they obviously ran the Department of Justice under Obama. The depth of criminality associated with the Clintons and the amount of cover-ups, I'm hoping that Bill Barr actually does use the law in an equal and fair manner, whereby he applies the law equally to no matter who you are. And thank you for bringing up Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta is not even in the news, and it was absolutely, and you're absolutely right. He was acting as a foreign agent, and he never filed. I'm sure if we looked into the Podesta brothers, we would find a lot of things. But the thing is, we have a Southern District Court of New York who decided to lay late charges against Manafort after he was already sentenced and drum up 16 additional charges after he was sentenced. And this is exactly what the Southern District of New York is known for. They're known for prosecutorial misconduct. They're known for bullying. And they're going to go after Trump. That is how the new AG of New York got elected. She promised that she was going to have to go after the Trump and the Trump family. So even if Mueller releases his report, the Southern District of New York is going to have charges pending.
I'm telling you, they're hounding him to his death, this poor guy.
Well,
that's
the whole point. Mueller has a history of doing that. If you look at the history of Mueller as a prosecutor, he simply will bankrupt or personally and financially
persecute,
sabotage, and
persecute
his victims. He treats all of these cases with a political bend and nearly a vendetta in order to destroy people's lives. Even if the evidence doesn't show that an investigation is warranted, he'll launch an investigation against his political enemies. He's done it time and time again.
Why should anyone be surprised when Wayne Root was attacked by the IRS and cost me untold sleepless nights and the worry that my life would be ruined and I'd wind up like a Paul Manafort? And, of course, it didn't happen because I did nothing wrong, and they couldn't frame me because I didn't do anything wrong in the first place. Paul Manafort was unlucky enough that, you know, I always thought, to be honest with you, Megan, the reason they came after me was because they thought, well, of course he's done something wrong, so we'll target him, and then we'll find something wrong. And once they find something wrong, there's nothing you could do. You really did something wrong. It's like if police waited outside your house and then followed you until you went 66 in the 65 zone. And the truth is, it's harassment, and 66 is no big deal, but if they catch you doing it, it is a crime. Even if every other car on the road was going 95, it doesn't matter. It is a crime. So you can't get away with it. So you can claim, oh, my God, they're harassing me, but in the end, then they go, oh, well, you did commit a crime. That's what they did to Paul Manafort. They thought there's probably something there, so let's just look at every nook and cranny of his life and we'll find something. And then when they do, they make him out to be a bad guy and he's got to go to prison and there's nothing you could say because you did commit a crime. Thank God I did not commit any IRS tax crimes. None. They studied my life for 4 years, every line of my tax returns, and they found that I didn't owe 1 cent, and they were just dying to find something wrong. Just goes to show you, I'm the cleanest tax guy in the United States of America. So, poor Paul Manafort.
Well, you have a good accountant and a lawyer. But the fact is, when we look at, for example, how the Clintons had won Obama's DOJ, obviously, as well as the FBI, you and I had talked originally about this. When the DOJ did not want to press charges against Hillary Clinton, even though many in the FBI did want to try her under the Espionage Act, the excuse by the DOJ was, well, she didn't intend to do it. You don't need to intend to commit espionage or mishandle classified information. All you have to do is mishandle it. And so the left always applies the context to the law instead of applying the law as written.
All right, more with Megan Barth when we get back. Of course, we have to deal with the college admissions cheating scandal that hit Lori Loughlin with $1 million bail today when she turned herself in. Yesterday, went after Felicity Huffman, and they literally sent a SWAT team to her home at 6 in the morning with automatic weapons like they did with Roger Stone. Our government is a little out of their minds, but I do believe this whole scandal is all about liberals, and that's what we'll talk about when we get back. Liberals think it's about rich people. I think it's about liberals who flout the law. We'll be right back. War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War Now.
Are you...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of the show and the segment of the show. How about this one for credibility? Okay, I call it Golden Credibility because they're a precious metals company. Get it? They sell gold and silver. Golden Credibility. They've been in business 35 years, and they've done $25 billion in transactions. $25 billion, 35 years in business, impeccable record. They sell discounted gold and silver and precious metals. You want to call them, and while you're on the line with them, you want to find out if you qualify for a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. Wayne Root gives them their highest recommendation, or my highest recommendation, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. $25 billion in transactions, 35 years in business, and they will show you how to protect your assets. Wealth insurance, that's what gold and silver are. 800-780-9000. You know, with all the debt in the world, you need to own it. So it is a tragic error to not have gold in your house, to not have gold in your savings somehow, as just something there as an asset, and to not have gold as part of your IRA account. Tragic, tragic mistake, in my opinion. So give them a call. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, we've got our guest, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Welcome back to the show, Megan.
Thank you. I'm here.
So this college admissions cheating scandal is certainly the biggest news in the country. Everybody's talking about it. I do think it's a little bit overblown because I don't know that it, look, it was a big news story for me. I talked about it all day yesterday. But the truth is they raided Felicity Huffman's home yesterday at 6 in the morning with a SWAT team with automatic weapons. And today they arrested Lori Loughman. I think they allowed her to turn herself in. But they have $1 million bail. I think $1 million bail should be reserved for murderers and rapists. I don't know that she deserves that. I think they're piling it on now because everyone involved is a liberal, a spoiled brat liberal, and the liberals are so embarrassed and aghast that liberals did this, and liberals hate rich people, so this is a chance to pile on rich people, so they're going to now make them out to be the biggest criminals since Bonnie and Clyde and try and put them in jail for like decades. And I just think everything they did is horrible, and it's all because they're liberals and they think that the rules don't apply to them. But they're going to make examples of them because they want to, liberals want to move away from this idea that they're all liberals from Hollywood and liberals from big corporations, and they just want to set an example and put them in jail forever and make them out to be evil people. That's my opinion.
Well, I hope that's not the case, because we were just talking about equal application of the law. I think that the FBI is a little bit too militarized for my case. I don't think that, for example, whether it's what Lori Loughlin, is that her name? I know her as Aunt
Yes.
Betty from her show, right? I don't think that her financial crimes requires armed federal agents to show up at her door, much like they did with
Roger Stone.
Thank you. Much like they did with Roger Stone related to financial crimes. So I think that the militarized force that the FBI is showing and using is a little distasteful, and I think it's a little bit of a stretch. And I hope that they aren't punishing them because they're liberals, because, like I said, there must be an equal application of the law as well.
No, they're punishing them. No, Megan, they're punishing them because they're rich. Because they're rich. But, I mean, it is a terrible crime. It's not a terrible crime like murder or rape.
I don't care if they're poor. I don't care if they're rich. That's not how the law is applied. The law is applied equally. Whether they were poor or rich, it doesn't matter. What matters, I think, is the fact that I'm quite tired of being lectured by the liberal elite on how they're somehow morally superior and intelligent, and how somehow that, you know, remember the Trump University scandal? Well, this is a big scandal. It's a much bigger scandal. But we actually have entitled trophy winners that don't deserve trophies using bribes and fraud in order to gain entry into a place which should require merit, which is any college, whether it's Ivy League or not. And so I think this really is kind of an harbinger of things to come. We need to look at our policies in relation to college admittance. There is a huge lawsuit right now pending against Harvard University because Harvard, based on their affirmative action policies, that they have to check all these boxes. Hey, how many chicks do we have? Oh, okay, we got enough. How many blacks? Oh, okay, we got. What about how many Nicaraguans? Oh, okay, we got a. Well, and then who gets left out? The Asians. And so you have all of these Asians filing suits. And this is very similar in that you have a bunch of entitled brats from Hollywood that are being made out to be something they aren't, which includes students, or at least studious students.
Well, yeah, I was saying on the show yesterday, in my opinion, when I went to Columbia University, all these rich kids were all total liberals, called themselves communists, Marxist, socialists, hated America. They were so vicious because they were guilty. They all, you know, it was just so clear they were guilty. This is that white privilege thing. They're so guilty that their parents had everything and gave them everything and put them in the best schools, and they had the money to do anything they wanted in life, that they just had this incredible guilt, and it made them hate America. And so now I know why they were so guilty, because I'm sure this has gone on since the beginning of time, and a lot of them knew they didn't deserve to be in Columbia. It was only their father or grandfather's rich money and bribes that got them into the schools. So I don't feel bad for any of these people, believe me, but I still don't think you needed SWAT teams and million-dollar bails. I think that's pouring it on. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Megan, always great to have you on. ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. Have yourself a great day. Megan, fighting for America as always. Thanks. Thanks, Meg.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, when we get back, we will have more great news that didn't make it to the very top today because there's so much going on. I didn't have a chance to. I have a pile like a mile thick, and I've gotten to three or four stories. There's so many more to tell you about. Another great day in Trump land, lots of controversy, lots of fun stuff to talk about coming up in a minute.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of